Okay, let's. We can go. Say that. Okay. So I'm going to assume, and it's not. I don't know if it's fair. Any more chairs? Let's go. Okay. So I'm assuming, or not assuming, I don't know, that you, that whatever I spoke about last week, it was just a hakdama. Okay. Hashirish Hashneim Oso. Shein, now, what I'm going to use, I just apologize. See, the problem is, and it's impossible to, you know, it's a fact. The Rambam wrote the Sefer Mitzvahs in Arabic, okay? So everything's a translation, and over the generations, many translations, and what the Kisviyad and what they had, okay, whatever it is, I'm at the moment using, because I'm in touch with him and whatever it is, they put out a on the Pirush Mishnayis, they put out a new translation of Pirush Mishnayis. Machona Ma'or, that's the Korach with a Kuril. Korach with a Kuril, his brother, translated the Shroshim again. Okay? So I'm using his translation. I use it together with Kapach. And I also, there's Arabic, and I have an Arabic scholar, and I speak to him, and I try my best to see what I can have. Okay? I can't say I feel very ill equipped over here, because my rudimentary knowledge of Arabic is about zero. And I asked people, you know, maybe I should get into it. So they said, it's a waste of your time. So, whatever it is, I'll just, okay. That's what it is, okay? So now you have whatever text you have in front of you. There were various translations, and, okay, what can I say? Hasher is Hashneim also. She'en ro'oi limnois chelkei. See, the problem is, in the translation of Chaim Heli, Muzram between Melocha and Asiyah, which is very strange, there's no reason to do that, and it confuses the reader. So, the better thing is, She'en Roy Limnois, Chelke Eza Asiyah, Shinitztavinu Ba'asiyosa, Kol Chelik Lifnei Atzmo. Something maisa, which we shenitztavinu ba'asiyosa kol chelik b'fnei atzmo. It doesn't say there was a tzivui on the asiya. It talks about a tzivui on the chalokim of the ma'ase kol chelik b'fnei atzmo. And you shouldn't count the tzivuyim on the chelkei asiya, but you should count the asiya itself as the mitzvah. Shein roi limnois, it's very strange, he has it in the negative, but he probably means a positive also. Shein roi limnois chelkei eiz asiya, shenetzavino basiza kol chelib of ne'atzmon. You shouldn't count the chelkei asiya, but what do you count? You count the asiya. Okay? Yodua. Shepo'omim, Nitztavinu ba'asiyas ma'aseh mina ma'aseh mina ma'asim v'achrei kein. So it talks about nitztavinu ba'asiyas ma'aseh mina ma'asim. Okay, there was a tzivui on a certain ma'aseh v'achrei shenitztavinu. It's a very important thing. Of the gampom nitztavinu ba'asiyas ma'aseh mina ma'asim. It's a very strange word, but that's an Arabic translation of something. We don't know what it is. Echus hamas. V'yivayir Hashem shehizkir v'yoyimah mahu koilo. In other words, there's an asiyah, which is a general principle, a general tzivui, and then there are other tzivuyim which the Torah explains what that includes or what's that all about. So you don't count the various tzivuyim which are chelik of this, which explain and are chelik of this tzivui hagodol, but the tzivui hagodol itself. Im ken, ein roi limnois called tzivui shebo b'yos abeyo mitzv ne'atzmo, kagon omru, omroi, the osuli mikdosh, shezu mitzase achas mechala mitzvus. V'chulei, I'm just skipping. The achakach bo al taya chaloko v'ech yeyasu. Hine ein roi limnois kol ma she'oma boi v'asisa mitzv ne'atzmo v'asisa at the oroin. We'll see what the oroin has involved in this. At the menorah, at the mizbeach, hapnimi, shulchan. Each discussion, those various things are not mitzvahs, but the mitzvah is v'asili mikdosh v'shachanti b'secha. Okay, b'secha. You'll see, in fact, if you go to the end of the Shoresh, you'll see a few words over here. You see, when he finishes it, he says, "Vaklal b'zeh bo lanu inyan kol hakorbanos v'heich roi limnoisam kedei shelo yare bohem shum mishke v'lo irbuv klal kmo shenivaye v'minyoneinu be'ez Hashem." So, what is the issue over here? About how to be moine korbanos. That's what he says, right? In minyan mitzvahs. Vaklal bazeh hazeh beirelonu inyan kol korbanos v'heich roi limnoisam. Okay? That's what we're talking about. Okay. See, even though he starts off talking about mikdash, that's not the issue of the Shoresh. Mikdash is an example which is going to use to prove his point. Okay? But what's the point? The point is, when he continues further, that's the point. He says, after he proves what he wants to prove as far as Mikdash is concerned, he says, V'alder ze atzmoy, Yeah hadovu bikobonois ho amurim bivayiko vuhu sha mitzvah achas hi klal huasia ham tu eres bchominu min mimina kobonois hamosho bzeh oilo. So there's a mitzvah called oilo, the mitzvah called, which will say, a mitzvah called chatos, a mitzvah called oshom, and a mitzvah called shlomim. And that's what he's out to get over here. And he's using the mitzvah of mikdash as a springboard to get this. And this is what he's saying at the end. This is what he's going to do really here. That's what he said. He clearly says that's the purpose of the Shoresh. At the end of the Shoresh, he says it very clearly. Vaklal azeh beirulonu. And that's the Shoresh azeh beirulonu inyan kol hakorbanos heich veheich roi limnoisam.
Is he saying it's limited to that?
No, we'll see. We'll see what it's limited. But the point is, there's such a mitzvah, minyan mitzvah, called Maisa Oila, or Teres Oila. There's a mitzvah, minyan mitzvah, called Maisa Chatos, or Teres Chatos. There's a minyan mitzvah called Maisa Oshem, or Teres Oshem. And there's a minyan mitzvah called Maisa Shlom, or Teres Shlom. Okay.
As opposed to one mitzvah of Maisa Kabbalah.
As opposed to one, and we'll see exactly what it's opposed to. Okay, it could be, but it's opposed. L'cheira, he's coming. There's something that's bothering him, and he's coming. L'hitzim elibum shel something. What he's doing over here is trying to have polemics at the moment without mentioning specifically who it is. Maybe later we'll see exactly the way he mentioned a few places that it's either Alach Zdonis, say Fachepitz, or Kadmonenu, or Kom. Call me Shekodam Lono, whatever. He has different ways of expressing it. But for example, you look in the minyan from the Halachos Gedolos, he doesn't have four mitzvahs. He has, in you'll see, he has a mitzvah kumvasei. He has mitzvahs nedorim in the dovois, vo'oilois ushlomim.
How many is that?
That's one. That's kufayin beis. Then kufayin gimel, v'chet. And then in brackets, chatas v'oshom. So they are kobonos ki'ilu nedovos, one mitzvah, and the kobonos chiv, which are mechaper, another mitzvah. Okay. That's one you did. I'm just trying to lay out, you know, what the issues are in front of us. Then, just another idea. He does mention, in the middle of the Sheirish over here, that he's having polemics also about something else. And he says here, Bolon, I don't know which ones you have, or whatever one you have over here, I'll show you to where it is over here. In Frankel, if you want, it's it's right over here. Yeah, v'zeh seder. It's on page Kuf Pei Vov. It starts a paragraph v'zeh seder, but I can't read it if you want to read it the way they have it there. By me, it's in Kapach. It's what I really want. V'kachtos oshem mitzvah, v'kachtos zevach hashlom, v'yosei al toto, al gluto lechem, u'lekichas hakoi mimeno chozev v'shoik, v'anafos hakol kolos maisa, v'mitzvahachas. V'elohem mine kobonos, and he continues, Hari Seda Si Azu, he mitzvahs asay. And then he says, here. He says, Borolonu. That's the end. One second. I'll show you that. And then you look over here. No.
Boom of work, Yosa Kohen.
Yeah, but by the Reish Tagez, but after Reish Tagez, right? Oh, here it is. Yeah. Vuhu Mavur, Ki Ayos HaKoyin, in Kuf Pei Ches. Uboro Lohu, Ki Zeh Shakoyin Lokeach, Mashi Yesh Lo Lokachas. But that's not what we're interested in at the moment. And he continues, Kvar Tol Bezer, that's his toe, he's not saying who they are. Tol Bezer, Ad Shemonu Esim V'Alba Matnes Kuhuno, Esim V'Alba Mitzvahis. Ach Shemonu Mixas HaMitzvahis, Asher Oiso HaMatono, He Prat Mehen. Al Derech Shebi'alnu Bi'oho Ola, which he has before in Mitzvah Ola, Hamosho Bezer, when he ho Ola, Shavino Makomaisa Oilo. He says that the oil is the Kohanim. Ushehe Oil the Kohen Amakivoisa. And then he has Chozav Shek Mishlamim, which is also the Kohen, which he has in Mitzvah Shlamim. So if you have a Mitzvah called Shlamim, you don't have a Mitzvah called Chozav Shek. And if you have a Mitzvah called Oilo, you don't have a Mitzvah called Oho Oilo. But if you don't have them, you can have them. Okay? That is the issue over here. Okay, you got it? That's part of it. There's a lot more to it, but that's just the simple thing from what we're starting at the beginning. So Bekitzi is, again, the Ram has four mitzvahs called Teres HaKorbanos, and he subsumes the teres hakabon as something called oho olo, and he has chaz v'shoik, and he therefore he. Okay. However, the halachas gedolos has two mitzvahs. He has a mitzvah called Nedom Nedobos, the Oilus Shlomim, and another mitzvah called Chet, which is Chatas V'Oshom, and then he has in mitzvahs Kumbasei Chof, Chof Aleph, and Chof Beis, Chof, he doesn't have it as limited to Oilus Kochim, Atakohanim, Oilus Kochim, Beis Hamurim, Tchumo Mitoida, okay. And because of a sheik, which really can go under, because Rambam has shlomim and teidah, one mitzvah, so really everything's included according to Rambam under that. Then, interesting, the Halacha Zilah says something which is an amazing thing. He has besides lavim, which he talks about the einshim in the minyan. Then he has kumvasei, mitzvah kumvasei. Then he has something called parshis, hamasuim letzibur. Okay. Which, under these parshis, Zion is parshis oilois umenochais ushlamim. Ches, parshis choytei v'chatos oile v'yoyred. Tes, Pashis Oshem Vadai Oshem Tolui Yud Pashis Meilois. Okay. And he doesn't have a the Rambam has also called something which we'll see later in the Sherish, something called Teres HaMincha, which before we were talking about Behemoth and Ophis. Now we're talking about Menachis is Teres HaMincha. And then what the Halachas does doesn't have a Parshas Mincha, but he has in Kuf Pei Gimel in Kumvasei Mitzis Kohanim Lilmoid Lasos Yitzikos Ublilos Upsisos Melichos Tnufos. Each one's a separate mitzvah. Hagoshos Kmitzos, Haktoros, Shchitos, Mlikos, Kabolos, Vazois. Okay? And this is what he's referring to at the end of the Sherish, the Rambam, when he says, after he mentions there's such a mitzvah called Mincha, he says, Ukmo advorim, Nimtz she mitzvah hi atzim she vir she mayis korban alechem al sel she nak le fi ko se daze ukmo ukmo advorim alolu be mitzvah mincha kloima hayitzika va blila va psisa va mlicha va tnufo va gosho va kmitza va ktora kach omu. And then he continues. Okay, that's what we have in front of us.
He's saying not to count those all as one
mitzvah. Yeah, but the halacha does. Okay, that's what we have in front of us. So that's according to halacha does in his minyan mitzvahs from mitzvah kuf pei gimel to kuf tzadi dalad. The question really you have to ask yourself when we start off is why does the Rambam call the Sherish over the Asiya, it doesn't call the mitzvahs? And he uses this kinui of Asiya many times in the Sherish. So maybe you could imagine that the kavona is that there really is no tzivui here at all. Okay? The tzivui is only mechlau. Because the Torah only says teres achatos, v'teres ha'oila, v'teres ha'osha, v'teres ha'shlam. It doesn't say it's a tzivui. And that's why it calls it a maaseh. It's either maaseh oila or teres ha'oila. And then the tzivui is only mechlal divitur shebiksav, because the parsha itself there's no tzivui, and the tzivui is only mechlal. That since the Torah says the in the Be'er Eichus HaMaisa, it says you should have the tzivui to do X, Y, and Z. So it's a rayadoch, and X, Y, Z is Be'er Eichus HaMaisa. So it must be that in the Be'er Eichus HaMaisa, it says the Be'er Eichus HaMaisa tzivui. So the mice itself must be a tzibur. The Torah has, for example, in he says you should do a shechita, and you should do a kabbalah, and a locha, and all these different things when it tells you how to do the korban. So it means that that's a tzibur. So even the korban itself is not mentioned as a tzibur. And teres ha'oila, or teres ha'chatos, or teres ha'shlamim. But it's not necessary, maybe.
What does it matter if it's a tzivui or an asiya?
Because the question is, we'll see, there's tayyad mitzvahs. And mitzvahs, a question of the tzivuyim. What does the word mitzvah mean? So if there's no tzivui, how is it a mitzvah? And that really is the subject of Sherish Ches, which we'll see exactly. I mean, we'll have to talk about it a little bit. But the question is, there's no, the Rambam over here, when he talks in the beginning, shh, doesn't want to make a difference because the thing is, you can close it if you want. The called Sivu Atera, you see, one second, here it is. Like, oh, there's. Then he says later, as I meant to point it out, Ein Roy Limnoi is called Sivush. Yodua Shieshin it's Tavinu La Asa is Maisa Misuyam. So Nitztavinu La Asa is Maisa Misuyam. The Achkach Oisek Akosu Bebeir Echus Amaisa. So Nitztavinu, where Nitztavinu? The assumption is there is a tzivut. And that's what he's working with over here.
So again, what happened to him?
And nothing happened. He calls it asiya. So you could imagine he calls it asiya because it doesn't say explicitly in the Torah that it's a tzivui. On the other hand, when he talks about the asiya, he says it's a tzivui to do the asiya. He doesn't call it a mitzvah. But the ma'isa is, I mean, a mitzvah, it is a mitzvah. So why does he, that's the question, why does he use this strange word? So maybe he's just trying to say that it's not a tzivui. It's not a tzivui, b'mefoirish, but since the Be'er Eichus HaMaisa, what the various parshas, which are afterwards, explain what this is all about, are b'losh and tzivui, so then the Maisa itself is a tzivui. So the question is, how do you get it over here? He says it, he's very clear. Yodua Sheyesh in its tavinu. And this is referring also, as you saw, it's referring also to Teres Ha'olah, and Teres Ha'chatos, and Teres Ha'osha, and Teres Ha'shlamim. Okay. So that's the question over here. It says Yadua Sheish Tzavinu Lasis Maase Misuyim. So where's the tzivui? Where's the tzivui? It doesn't say it's tzivui in the Torah, but it says it's tzivui of how to do it when it's a Be'er HaMaisa, it's tzivui. But here it doesn't say it's tzivui. Okay, so I say he may have called it a maisa because it's a simple food in the Torah that it's a mitzvah. Okay.
How does the Torah differentiate in Lashon between a tzivui and an asiya?
No, if it's a tzivui, it says v'asisa, okay? Okay. But only says zeis teres oila. So where's...
It doesn't say
v'asisa,
but all the certain places...
Where? We read the... Here's the Torah.
Which you want, bringing a...
By Mitzvah,
it's Vasisim Ola. I didn't say it, good, but that's not the...
It says Vasisim Ola.
Good, so that's... There's a mitzvah called... The, he has a mitzvah, minyan mitzvahs, about the korbanos of Mitzvah. But that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about a mitzvah called Ola.
It says
Vasisim
Ola, you have to learn...
But he has two things. Besides that, he has that.
He also has the Mitzvah.
And that's what the Ramban asks, we'll see later. The Ramban, how does he count the korbanos chayva as a mitzvah, and the same town called something called teres oila, which chayva is absurd, and that's the Ramban's question. Okay, just, you have to understand what you're up against. You have to look at the psukim, but you know, lechayva is not tzivui. So how do you do it? And the Rambam is assuming. The Rambam is assuming, kilo when he talks about it, it's tavinu. He doesn't say how it happens, and he's careful to call it a maaser. And he calls it a maaser all the time, even though somebody calls mitzvahs before, okay? But he's calling it a maaser. So what, he's aware that it's not a Lashon Tzivui, and the Tzivui is only mechlal? That since the Torah tells you there's a Be'er Echus HaMaaser, and the Be'er Echus HaMaaser, it says V'asiso, and we're seizing the tzivui, so Mela, the mice and suffering. So how does it happen? How does he do it? It's like magic. Okay? So, the question is, can you say that since it's mechlau, that since the Torah says in the various parts, when it says you have to do this part, in the Be'er Chasamais is the tzivui, even though in the general category it doesn't have a tzivui, that's tantamount, that's mechlau, that you can infer from the various chalokim that the Dov HaGadol, the Shema Kilel, is also a tzivui. Okay? The problem is, if you do this, it creates a lot of issues. Okay? So then then it's very good. You know, you have Torah Sa'ilo, and you have each one of them, and when the Torah has all the different couples. So you have all your mitzvah, and you have your mitzvah. But the question is, can you do this? Okay? And the Ma'aseh says, the Ram says, that it all works the same way. Because he says, "V'alderech bi'atzmo yelecho inyim bekorbanos shenizkorim bevayikra, v'hu she'amitzvah achas hiklal o asiya mutur eres b'chol min u'min b'min ha'korbanos." That's what he says. Behemshich, after he finished explaining the mikdash, he says this. That's what we have. The emphasis is, I pointed out last week, okay, that one can make a case that you can have a tzivui michlau, okay? And the start of this is, okay, in Shurish Tashi'i, the Ram clearly says that al toich rimenu no ugosho vabusho ba'mayim. So there's no, and there's vosim avusho, and it says only once al. So how many mitzvahs do you have? How many asahos do you have? What?
There's one.
There's one, but really you're asking two separate things. Okay? That's the Ramas's lav shemakolos, and it's only one. So if you have one tzivui, even though it's klil habin yonim, so it's only one. Correct? So if you flip it, so what should be in mitzvah saseh?
It was the opposite.
If you have one tzivui in a mitzvah asay, and it's kol kama halakim, how many mitzvahs should it be?
One.
Okay. So now let's go back. Just I'll show you a few things. It's amazing what's going on. That's only if you're aware of the problem, you noticed it. Look at Shurish Yud Aleph, okay? I mentioned this last week, but now I think you'll see it even clearer. Okay, we'll see. We'll get a bit. Pomim shetzivui echod shu mitzvah achas yesh bo chalokim rabim. Sometimes you have one tzivu with many chalokim. Okay, kagon mitzvah luluf shehi arbo o minim. Okay, ein loimo shepri eitz hodo mitzvah b'fnei atzmo v'eitz ovois mitzvah b'fnei atzmo v'avei nachal mitzvah b'fnei atzmo v'kapos t'morim mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. Why? So I will tell you why you can't do it, because only says little kachtem. There's only one mitzvah, so it can't be more than one, correct? Gram doesn't say that. Ram says, "Lefisha kol elu heim chelkei hamitzvah, mibnei shehu tziva lekavtzom, because you have to, whatever that means, you have to get them together and then take them as one. And since it was, there's a din of lekichatamo, so a meila, or whatever the kichatam means, it should be. You can't. That's why I told you last week. The Bahag says in the Pshat and the Gemara Menachos that." That if you don't have the dalaminim, if you don't own the dalaminim, you can take them b'zeachazeh. But if you don't own them all, ein loy is ma'akvin. They're not mitzuluf. You need kibbutzim. The mitzvah is kibbutzim. So the problem is that be'etzim, for the reason there's one tzivui, that's not a problem. The problem, only issue is, do you mention chalokim? Do you count chalokim? You don't count chalokim. And he says, since you don't count chalokim, therefore it's one mitzvah. So you get the impression that it could have been four mitzvahs, even if it's one tzivui. Correct? Even though, when it comes to Asholos, the Rambam is very clear that unless there's a Pirush Mekubal, you get Malkus for each individual thing, it's only one mitzvah. I'll take them in a normal vusha. There's only one malchus, so it's only one mitzvah. It's only michlal. That's why it's called lav shemikolos, a new pshat lav shemikolos, because the lav is only michlal.
Maybe it's only by lavin, because had it been separate ones, there would have been separate malchus, but you can't apply that to us saying, so you have to give another
one. Maybe. The question is, you know, anything is possible, but you see, the problem only is that why should there be a difference? Okay, we'll see. But you know, it could be a difference. I'm not trying to tell you. I'm just presenting you with the facts. Okay, I'm just trying to put things together. I mean, it's not now. Now let me present you with something else. Okay,
what's the difference between Zohar and
Yud? I'm going to talk about that. That's later. I mean, yeah, I understand that. I'm saying, see, the language is so difficult. You have, I have this, and also, why does Yud Aleph precede Yud Beis? We'll see. I have all this. I don't know if we get how far we're going to get, you know. But whatever it is, that's what we're going to be. Okay? Shh. Now, next. Now, for example, if you open up, let's just do something else. Open up the Sefer Mitzvahs. And Mitzvahs I say, in the Kuf Chof, you'll see. Now, just let me just keep in mind the following. There's a pasuk in the Torah. I'm going to tell you what you're up against, okay? There's a pasuk in the Torah in Vayikra Yud Tes, pasuk Tes in Yud. Uvekutzachem es ktsir artzachem, loisachal lepas sotchol bekutzrecho, velek ktsir choloisalake, separate laughing, right? Vekamu choloisalolo, uferet kamu choloisalake, okay? Then it says, Lo'oni v'lager tazav o'som, It's an indefinite pronoun in the plural. So the question is, you how many lavim you have? Four, right? You have peya, okay? You have leket, and you have oilois, and you have peret, correct? How many mitzvahs do you have? What?
All of them.
Okay, okay. Now, let's open up. Kuf chof. I just say you have to do your legwork over here. Then you, in other words, once you do your legwork, then you get started. But it's a maze just to get there. Kuf chof. He shetzivonu laniach peya. Minatfuah. Okay? And what's the mitzvah tazev? Kuf chof aleph. He shetzivonu. Okay, I'm skipping Kuf Chav Beis because that's a different Tazev in the Torah. Kuf Chav Gimel, he should be one Laniach Mashiach Shorah Bekeim Shiyipsa Ois Laniim Vuanikla Oilois. And what's the mitzvah Tazev Oisom? Kuf Chav Dalet. He should be one Laniach Mashiach Parit Viipo Minanov Bitzilas Laniim Uperik. So there's four mitzvahs, and there's one pasuk, there's one tzivui. Okay. Here, I have no problems. Okay. Here I have no problems. It looks good, right? It seems to be like, you know, one and one is two, correct? Here there's no problems. Because here, since the Chachme HaMaseirah, the Matek HaShmur, said that it's a lav anitak la'aseh, so it means the Pirush Mekubal Moshe Rabbeinu was that this Aseh relates to this Lav, and this Aseh relates to this Lav, and that's why the Rambam Minyan HaMitzvah over here quotes that it's a Lav in this Aseh. Look at Kuf Chav. V'omo Yis'ale Tazei Voisom Achazochoy HaPeya V'nizboye B'gmor Makis Shapeya Hi Lav in this Aseh Omnom Alav Omroi Lavin Lasei says it. So what is he telling you? You see, if the point is that he's telling you there's no Malkus, okay, so he should have put, that's the, where to put this is in the Lavim, in the Asholos, not in the Mitzasei. Why does he quote this in the Mitzasei? So I tell you, because he needs a Hayah, it's the Chuan Pusik, so why do you have four mitzvahs? So he says that it's Lavin Lasei, the Makabele, the Makabele, the Matiki Ashmu, have a Kabbalah, that there's a lot, that there's an assay, an individual assay over Yishum Forish the Oisam, as if it's written in the Torah, Tazev Peya, Tazev Leket, Tazev Oilois, and Tazev Peret. So I thought, always thought this is Noraya. Okay. There's a diuk in the Rambam Shirush Yud Aleph that, you know, that would point to this, but otherwise, no, that's what we have, correct?
So why doesn't he say it by Olulos?
I understand. I know. I understand the issue. I know. He doesn't say it by Olulos. He doesn't say it, but I don't know. It could be because Mishnah Torah anyway says Lav Nitlaseh. By all of them. So I assume that's enough, but I don't know why he only says it by two and not by the... That's a kasha anyway, no matter how you go. But, you know, if the Matiki HaShmur says it's Lav Nitlaseh, it could be that's enough. See, especially if you tell me that the Malkus itself is an expression of the Matiki HaShmur, that it is a separate Lav, as he says in Sherish Tess, so then the lack of Malkus would also be the opposite of the expression that there's a Lav in the Tlaseh. Chesed. Okay. You could say, now, here, I'm not sure who to give credit to for the shtickle, okay? Because when my Rebbe was learning with us in the apartment, Sefer Mitzvahs, he said it in the Father's name. He said it for my Moshe, okay? However, just to be honest with you, I mean, only I can have this kasha. In a letter to Father, which we didn't publish, okay? He writes to his father, Dishtikl Taylor. He doesn't say it in father's name. Okay. So, who this is and what this is, I don't know. He always used to say, he once said, you know, in the, he once said, the shum increases. He was talking about the honesty in the family. And that if there's ever a suffix of, you know, whether it was he, whether it was father, or the Zayda, or the Zayda, or this and that, and back and forth, they always say the other one's name, because the Mesupim, maybe it was him, maybe it wasn't me. So I'm not sure what it is, but even frankly, even in terms of the Gram Vagrid, it's the same issue. Because there's a letter from Moshe Halevi writing that my Rebbe has a sefer b'Ksav Yad on the whole Rambam. And that's the Gram Vagrid. We only published part of it, but okay. And but when my Rebbe said, when he dictated the nusach of how to what should be the title, had not the title of the sefer, but just the title page, Divrei Teira Shnema B'Chabura, Me'agoyin Rav Yosef, Me'agoyin Moshe, Moshe says, Im B'noi B'Talmido Yosef Dova Levi. But that, I told him, you can't write that because, you know, we're publishers. So we wrote also a title for him also. But, you know, Beseda. But, you know, there's an issue. Who said this? I can't tell you. He used to say in the apartment many times, the father used to say this, okay? That he used to say from Moshe Halevi Soloveitchik that the cholak, the minyan of mitzvah maaseh and loisaseh, the mitzvah say is a minyan of inyonei hatera, and mitzvah loisaseh is a minyan of isurim. So since it's a question of inyonei hatera, you might not recall, he used this, okay. He had a problem, the Rambam counts. Let's see, let's open it up. Go back, you're on Sir Kupchov. Let's go back to the Tzadis in the Minyan Mitzvahs, the Mitzvah Say. Okay. Start from. Sadi Vov. Mitzvah say Sadi Vov. Okay? Yeah, the same type of thing, the same type of problem. He says like this. Va mitzvah hashesh v'tishim. Okay? Hatzivu, this is what Kapel does. It should stavinu liyois hanavela tmeya. Okay? Tzadi Zayin. Vatzivu ishnit savinu liyois shmona minim minashrotzim tmeim. Tzadi Ches. Hatzivu ishnit savinu lodun betumas oichlunu mashkin. Tzadi Tes. Hatzivu ishnit savinu liyois hanida metamo. Kuf. Hatzivu ishnit savinu liyois hayoledis metamo. Kuf Aleph. Hatzivish tavinu liyois odom mitzera metame. Kuf beis. Hatzivu liyois begim menuch metame. Kuf gimo. Hatzivu liyois beis hamenuch metame. Kuf dalet. Hatzivu liyois hazov metame. Kuf hei. Hatzivu liyois shichvazera metamo. Kuf vav. Hatzivu liyois hazova metamo. Kuf Zayin, Hatzivu Liyois, Hameis Metame. Okay. Ramban, in one sweep, one full swoop, boom, he knocks over the man of Minyan Mitzvahs. He said, what type of mitzvah is this? Okay. So, that is what they said, okay? And the embassy is, hello, there's another problem. Let's start with the first mitzvah. Mitzvah Aleph, when you know mitzvahs. Maybe we do mitzvah Beis also. Let's start with mitzvah Aleph. Mitzvah Aleph. HaMitzvah Rishena. Hu atzivu ish nitzavinu b'yediyas halakus. Whatever. It's not, the translation of HaMin is not clear at all, okay? Yediyas halakus. V'hu sh'neidah sh'esham ilo v'sibo hu apoyles ha'nimsoyim v'hu omor yis'ala onuch Hashem Elokecha. What's the tzivui? Okay. Or look at Bayes. Listen to this one. Hu atzivu ishtzavinu b'yediyas ha'yichud. Not laham, l'yediyas ha'yichud. V'hu sh'neida she'pul ha'metzius v'sibosa horisha in echod. Okay. Now, just that I think, you know, even though it's out of the period we're talking about, this sounds like philosophy. Okay? But it's not. And I'll explain to you in a second why not. V'u omro yis'ale shma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod. Okay? So you tell me, oh, that's Krishma, that's the mitzvah Krishma, right? Let's now turn a little bit and go over here to mitzvah Yud. What's mitzvah Yud? So what's mitzvah Beis?
Yudia.
Okay. Now, let me just explain to you something. This is not negated to the Shia itself. We just should understand what the Rambam says. The Rambam is not philosophy over here. The Rambam is saying pshat. Okay? Because there's a difference, the Shem of Elokeinu and the Shem Havaya. The Shem Elokeinu is the Poel Hametzius. Okay? You can only talk, the Rambam says Mo in the Bukhan, that you can only talk about giving God attributes only after there's a world and there's time. But time in the world itself is a creation. Before creation, the only thing that existed was the Shem Havaya, which is Shem HaMiyuchad. Okay? So Havaya is a Sibur Rishena. And the Bereshis means there was time already. So there's a world. There's something. Okay? Bola Elokim. That's the Pura Metzius. And the mitzvah of Shema Yisrael is Havaya Elokeinu. Ototi Hashem, Davaya, the Sima Rishoina, and the Pela Matzias is Echon. And that's what the Rambam says in the mitzvah.
Which mitzvah?
Beis? The mitzvah of Yichor HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The not to think that there was something before that was called before the universe existed, and that's all one. Everything is one. Everything is one. That the Sibu Rishon and the Pura Metzius is Echod. Okay? Right, that's just an aside. And that's the Goyim says, that's why you say Brocha, you just shouldn't say Brocha to Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Brocha to Hashem Elokeinu, because, and he doesn't say, you don't need the Shem Yichud Kuchibrichu, because the Etzim Brocha is the Yichud Kuchibrichu, because you're saying Hashem Elokeinu. And the saying the Shem Yichud means you don't understand the whole thing. And that's the Goyim. I'll show you. Hashem Elokeinu. This is Maaser Rav, Ksaviat Cincinnati, Siman Lamed Zayin. Hashem Elokeinu, who Yichud Kuchibichu, is the guy also. The Alkein Yeshlem B'Tkifu Zachazir, the Elo Lahafse Klal. V'chein shamati shemispal m'minyonoi. Then he has another thing about the Shem Yichud. But okay, good. Let's not get into this. Okay? Oh, that's Yichud Kuchibrichu. Even the Nigun Naftar, Baruch Ato Hashem. But that's not the way. That's what the goyim. The goyim says. Okay. But the problem over here, what?
Ramban l'acholigam is mitzvah, right?
What?
Is that the Ramban l'acholigam?
No. Okay. He doesn't take it out. I don't think so. You look at the back. I don't think he takes it out. I don't think so. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't think he takes it. He takes the first one out. I think certainly. He takes. It could be he has a discussion. Oh, Taloch does takes it out. I don't know if he takes it out. I don't think he takes it. He takes that hay maybe or something like that. But I think he starts with hay and takes it out. But he doesn't take out either one of them. But he says to the Bahag, and maybe he's discussing the Bahag. Okay, go ahead and say that. That's what we have over here. But the emesis, where's the tzivui? So we said, that mitzvah say, you don't need hasholos. But in Yonei HaTeir is also enough. But the strange thing is, okay, that if you look at the Rambam and say for mitzvah, when he's writing this, he's shinitztavinu. And each one of them, look at them, look how he starts. It's Shema. Anuch Hashem Elokecha sheyotzei tzichem eretz Yisrael. Okay? The emphasis, it's not the Rambam, it's the Gemara, right? The Gemara says the Mak is the tough Torah is tough for Yishud Aleph, Simloi, with the whole Maisa, Torah is tough, Matu tough for Yishud Aleph, and the two mitzvahs shenemu piagvua. What are two mitzvahs shenemu piagvua? Anoichi and Loi. Okay? Beseda. Where's the Anoichi? Ato steht in the Gemara, it's a mitzvah. The Gemara says it's a mitzvah. Oh, what's the mitzvah? No tzivui. Okay? Oh, but the Maisa is. When the Ram says it, the Ram starts off and he says, that's a tzivui. Who had tzivui shnitztavino? So what does it all mean? What's real? Where is the tzivui shnitztavino? So that's the problem over here. So he said from father, from a Meisha, that forget, you don't need it. Aye. Then they have to say the Ram when he says it's tavino is lavdavka. But the Ramban knocks it out because there's no tzivui, but he doesn't knock these out. That's the question. What? But the truth is, and I'm not getting involved in that, but you look at the end, and you would also knock out the whole thing. The Ramban doesn't knock out any of them. Look at the end of the mitzvah, I say. Just want to introduce him to this deal. For example, you have here, look, there's a mitzvah called Mekol Memka. Resh Mem Hei. We go back and forth. There's a Din Shoyo. Resh Mem Dal is the mitzvah minyan of mitzvahs. Toyin v'nitan. Each one of them, the mamash, you know, you go back and forth, back. Resh Mem Beis. Shoy Mechinom. Resh Mem Gimel. Shoy Mesocho. Then the Alvus Nezikin are mitzvahs. Shor, Bo, there's Ganev, Hever, Havora, Chovel, Bechaveroi. Okay, you got it? The Ramban doesn't knock these out, okay?
Does not,
okay? That itself is interesting, though.
Does the Ramban ever suggest that he doesn't count? Why are we
he says that's where you look. You have to see the hasogas and sadi vov. And he says, "What's the mitzvah?" He says, "What's the mitzvah in tumas? What's the mitzvah?" So this is the problem here. The it's very nice in terms of a Moshe Shtickel sounds nice. Okay, the problem is when you open up Shoresh Ches, and I'll leave you with that. I'll leave you with that, and we'll pick up next week, I guess. But just to get here now is clear. So I'm sorry to leave you a question, whatever it is. But at least like clear. Open up Sherish Ches. Okay. Sherish Ches. Shein roi limnois hashlilus imas holos. That you don't count. Sometimes the word no. Okay, the word no in Hebrew could mean sometimes that you are prohibited from something. Or just that it's not. Okay? Correct? But if it's not, it's not a, it's not an ashola. It's not in the minyan mitzvahs. That's the Ram says, okay? Da shashola hi echod mishnei chelki atzivui. The word is a tzivui, and the two types of tzivui is commands. Now he's talking about language. In language, you can have a command to do something, or a command not to do something. That's an ashola, okay? Kloima shato. Tetzave es hamitzuve la'asa is dover mesuyim? Oh, no, la'asa is very clear, correct? Kegoin, shetzave lecho, v'toymeloi acho. That's a tzivui to do something. Oh, shetzave lihimona milecho, v'toymeloi al toychal. You tell him, don't eat. That's an ashala. There's either a tzivui. The ain beloshen Aravi shema kli l'shneim yonim o'ele b'yachad. In Arabic, he doesn't have, in linguistics, in Arabic, there's no such word to call tzivui, which means both a positive command and a negative command. But in Hebrew, there isn't. That's what it's all about here. It doesn't make sense. Arabic is a chakik, but he's writing in Arabic, so he has to explain it. Ukfar hiskiu zeis hamadabim b'teres higoyen, which is an Arabic philosopher who wrote a piyush. His mama should quote from a Pirush from one of the Arabic thing on Aristotle's whatever. Okay, we're not getting involved in this, but it's a quote. The Omru Beloshen Zeh. Oh, Dosh Date. He's quoting it from him. Avol Atzivui. I don't know if he can make Birchas. I don't can make Birchas. Avol Atzivui. But you say Birchas Teches. It's Mamash a quote, and I found a guy for and no one knew where it was. He told me Avol Atzivui. He didn't know Kabbal. Vatzivui. But Teres Higoyin. The Omru Beloshen Zeh. Omru, this is quote. Avol atzivui v'ashola ein lohem b'loshen arovi shem akolom ulefilu hutzrachnu likois gam shneim b'shem echod mehem vo atzivui. But it really is all the same. Okay, there's two things in Hebrew. There's a tzivui, then there's a tzimitzaser. V'hine nisbay lechosh ashola hu me'inyan atzivui v'amilu fesh b'loshen arovi. So what is he trying to do? He's saying, he'll tell you later, but kach kol kol mitzvah. Bein shohi yisaseh, as he says, el shuhuzo aleyim mitzvah lo yisaseh, he says later, he says, u mitzvah, u boro, eifoy, she mitzvah saseh, u mitzvah lo yisaseh, shteyim tzivui muchot. Oh, dos is dos. He's very clear that a mitzvah saseh is a tzivui. I don't know how much he said the shtickle. Oh, dos. Dvorim she nitztavinu la'asoyisom, dvorim she's haumi la'asoyisom. Shem Elish Navila says a mitzvah say. Oh, what's a mitzvah say? That's what you haven't seen before. Shem Elish is Adu Aleim. Shalom Blaises there. Vashem Akulim Yachad, Bloshen Alovi, Gzeira. Vakach Kulim Chachomim, Kol Mitzvah. Bein Choyis Asay, Oi, Lois Asay, Gzeiras Melech. Bloshen Ivri, sorry, Bloshen Ivri. In Loshen Ivri, it's called a Gzeira, and a Gzeira has one of these two things. And Chazal kol mitzvah gzeiras hamelech. So it's very clear in the Rambam that mitzvahs asay lois asay atzivuyim. Okay, that's it. I'll leave you with this and have a nice week. Good luck.